What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It with the Jamestown Downtown Association, we have President Lynn Lambrecht. And Lynn, welcome back to our show.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for taking some time. I appreciate you stopping by. And boy, it is just not summer in Jamestown until Rods and Hogs comes back. And it is doing just that here on June 11th, Lynn.
Yes, coming right up. It's kind of fast.
Well, just like everything we'll see there, right?
Yeah,
everything's fast. Could be slow, too. As long as it has wheels and is really loud, it'll fit in just fine. So, Lynn, what is Rods, Hogs, and Things That Go Vroom? And why does the JDA put this on every year?
Well, basically, we were looking for a festival to bring downtown, bring attention to our beautiful downtown area. And 7 years ago already, we came up with Rods and Hogs. And so the theme on this one is that if it has a motor, it's welcome to be in the show. And this year, for the first year, thanks to our many great sponsors, we are able to offer free registration for all vehicles.
Awesome.
So anything, we'll have a first, second, and third prize for all of the four categories that we judge in. And so that would include best car, best bike, best truck, and then also best rat rod, which is, you know, not a category you always see, you know, getting a trophy for and stuff. But we have some people in town that you know, really do have some kind of cool rusted pieces, you know, that still have a motor in them. So then we also have a separate People's Choice Award that we will award. And there's cash prizes with that as well. And every car that comes through that fills out a registration form will get a dash plaque for their vehicle as well. And we plan on having a street dance afterwards at the corner bar. Thanks to Sheldon and the gang down there for doing that. So it's an all day, you know, kind of an all day event. It's going to start at 1 o'clock, and we'll have obviously the activities and the cars and stuff. We have some food vendors coming down. I believe we're going to be serving burgers, and the Ice Shack will be down there with their flavored ices. And I don't have confirmation on this, but I do believe we have a Boy Scout troop that's planning on doing a fundraiser as well.
Lynn Lambrecht again, JDA president here on Let's Talk About It. We are talking Rods, Hogs, and Things That Go Vroom on June 11th in Jamestown. And Lynn, I know with, you know, we had that longer winter than we wanted. So I know people got to be ready to shine up and show out for this thing. So do they have to be in Jamestown? Can they come from anywhere in the state? What are we looking for as far
as
participation?
We had one gentleman bring just a beautiful Chevy 1 year from Wisconsin. We've had people that just happened to be driving through and heard the radio ad and said, hey, you know, I've got my, you know, I've got my vehicle, you know, with me or whatever. We had a gentleman, he was actually from North Dakota here, but he had a weekend off from trucking and had brought this big, beautiful, tricked out semi truck. So he had that on display that weekend. So it's a lot of fun. And again, we see something different every year. The 1 year we had a gentleman bring down his racing lawnmower. It's been a little bit of everything. And so we welcome all of that. And they can find a registration if they don't want to wait in line, because we know obviously with free registration and everything, you know, that there's kind of a wait to get into the show and stuff. We do need everyone to be registered. So there's a registration form online at jamestowndowntown.org, and there's the, you know, basic liability waiver on there and things. And then also just the information about the vehicle. And then, you know, we give each vehicle a number so that people can vote for People's Choice, and then also for the judges to be able to, you know, identify which car they like the best. And also just for the general public to have, you know, like they want to know what year it is, yeah, what make course, it is, you know, all that fun stuff.
And if you've not taken in a car show downtown Jamestown, just with that feeling of being downtown, mm-hmm. seeing those cars, taking in those businesses while you're down there, yep. as well, you can make a full day of it down there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Go have lunch at Sabir's or Devani's, and, you know, and Johnny B's will be open, and most of the, you know, some of the other shops and stuff, you know, that are open on Saturdays. You know, you can go in and browse, and we do have some vendors, I believe, that are, I'm talking with a gentleman that does the old fashioned metal signs. So I believe that they will be there this year. And, you know, we're still open for vendors too, as well. You know, so if anybody has, we try to keep it more in the lines of something that's car related, not necessarily home based, you know, vendors or things like that. It's not a craft show. But
you've got a man cave where you keep your car.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Man cave type of things. Yeah. Or, you know, if somebody wants to do a parts swap or, you know, anything like that, we'd certainly be open to you know, doing that. We would have a vendor registration form for them too.
Hey, so again, Rods and Hogs, Things That Go Vroom, coming up on June 11th, JamestownDowntown.org to get more information. And of course, they can go there, Lynn, if they have more questions, yes, and want to reach out to you.
Yes. Right? And if you don't mind, I want to just do a little shout out to some of our sponsors. Sure. We have a magnificent list of sponsors. Many of them have been with us since day one, you know, so we want to shout out to Stutzman Harley Davidson. They are our best bike sponsor. We also have Dale's Auto Mall and More, and they're our best car sponsor. Klein's Collision Center, S&R Truck Plaza, Wilhelm Chevy Buick GMC, West End Metal, Willie Septic Service. Thanks a lot to Pat Willie for providing that. We just need those. RM Stout as well. And then also the Corner Bar. Again, they're doing the street dance, and they'll have all that all set up for us. And then our newest sponsor is Pit Stop Sports, and that is a brand new business that is opening up in downtown Jamestown. So we're looking forward to hearing more from them.
Awesome. Thank you so much for making it possible, making events like this possible. And Lynn, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.